Dark Horse is the latest novel from the stable of Felix Francis. It follows the life of a young Irish jockey whose career is given a huge boost when she wins one of Cheltenham's most prestigious races. But under the surface, Imogen's life is far from perfect. She's left her abusive boyfriend. She has to get away, but he's always there, stalking her, frightening her, threatening her. Well, that's the premise of the story, the starting point. Let's welcome now the author of the book, Felix Francis. Welcome back to Community Connections.
Thank you, Andrew. It's lovely to be here.
You've written much, and when you were on the programme last time, we spoke about how you took over the Dick Francis franchise, if you like, from your father when he was getting older and then sadly passed away. This is another in the Dick Francis series.
Yes, it's my number 19, actually. And it means that there are almost 60 of them. So anyone who wants to start now has got plenty of reading material ahead of them.
I think you're publishing roughly about one a year, aren't you?
I've done one a year every year since 2006. And my father and my mother together did one every year from 1962 to the year 2000. I grew up in what I consider to be one of the greatest fiction factories of the 20th century.
And of course, your father was always connected with horse racing, the books. Basically, use horse racing as the starting point in all of them.
You don't need to know anything about horse racing. I mean, horse racing is simply the canvas against which we paint the story. I mean, it helps if you know which end of a horse eats and which doesn't. You might learn a bit about it. But I mean, horse racing, as I say, is simply the canvas. And what a great canvas it is, because horse racing is very competitive. Everyone goes horse racing from royalty down to the man in the street. There's lots of money floating around, a lot of it in cash, and so it's a perfect canvas against which to write a murder mystery. Everyone is trying to get an edge on everyone else by fair means or foul. Often, I'm afraid, by foul means in my books.
I hadn't realised, actually, Felix, either, that it's the second biggest spectator sport in the country.
It is. You have to remember that racing takes place every day of the year, except for the Christmas day and a couple of days before that. So there's a lot of opportunities to go racing, more so perhaps than in other sports. I mean, football, of course, is the biggest spectator sport, but actually numbers of people that pay to go through the turnstiles to watch racing puts it at number two. I think everyone, I mean, things like the Grand National and the Derby and the Cheltenham Gold Cup are watched by millions on television. So everyone has a flutter on the Grand National. Everyone knows what it's like to have a bet on a horse and be excited and perhaps disappointed as well with when their bet doesn't win. But yeah, racing is very much part of the fabric of British society.
What I found reading this book is something I hadn't realised, and you were indicating there that you do learn about horse racing. It's actually being on the back of a horse from the first person perspective, the way that the rider and the horse are working in hopefully perfect harmony.
Yeah, well, the best jockeys are those that manage to get the horse to believe and to react as they want it to. So, yeah, I mean, I've never actually ridden a race myself, not in reality. I've ridden a lot of them on paper, as it were. But I used to ride as a child. I had a lot of hip trouble when I was a teenager, which stopped me riding. But I remember the thrill of riding. When I was a child, I had my own pony, and I used to ride out behind the string of racehorses up onto the gallops at the Berkshire Downs every day I wasn't at school. So I remember that, and I feel that that's what I try and bring across, especially when you write in the first person narrative. Then the reader feels that they are really actually part of the action. So, and I hope that I succeed in getting across the excitement of a race to the reader.
Well, in this book, you're writing in the first person of Imogen Duffy, who is your main protagonist within the book. And it starts off as it means to go on, the very first line, you're straight into the plot and you're straight into that uneasiness that she's feeling about living with this boyfriend that she's not really sure about.
Well, unfortunately, you look at the news, and it seems to be every week there are news stories about women who are murdered by coercive and controlling boyfriends or ex-boyfriends. I mean, I've done research on the numbers. In this country, on average, in the United Kingdom, three women a week are murdered by an ex-intimate partner. I mean, the numbers in America are unbelievable. There are 30 women a week are murdered by an ex-intimate partner. So that itself was the basis. That research into the numbers was the basis which got me thinking that now was the time to explore this unfortunate aspect of life. And I think I've done it in a manner which is sympathetic to those who are involved in controlling and coercive relationships.
The book also gives you an opportunity to reintroduce that wonderful detective carrier, Sid Halley, who, of course, was a jockey in his former life. Then, due to an accident, he wasn't able to continue with that, went into the detective world. But he's a character that your father first introduced.
Yes, he first, I mean, fortunately for Sid, he doesn't age as quickly as the rest of us. He first appeared back in 1965, and this is actually his seventh outing. My father used him three times, and this is the fourth time I've used him. And not that the books are set in those days. I mean, the books are very modern, they're up to date. They are. Sid just, I mean, he started off when he was in his 30s in 1965, and he's now only in his late 50s in 2025. So over 60 years, he's aged about 20 years. So I wish it was true for the rest of us. But it's like putting on an old comfortable glove when I start writing about Sid. I know him intimately now.
The characters that you put on the page are very three-dimensional. I can really get the feeling, certainly, of how Imogen is feeling. And I have this distinct hatred of Liam, more or less from page one. Liam, of course, is the boyfriend that is stalking her and chasing her. We don't want to give too much of the plot away, but suffice to say that there are a number of legal matters that take place through the book. And as part of the research of that, you attended a trial, didn't you?
I've actually attended a number of trials over the years for research purposes. It's the best free theatre in Britain. You know, anyone can go and sit in the public gallery in any court. And I've been to the Old Bailey and watched murder trials, but on this occasion I went to Reading Crown Court, which is where the action takes place in the book, and I saw a trial for GBH. In the book, the trial moves on apace rather quicker than it would have done in reality. But if you have a murder trial in reality, it could take many weeks, and everyone would stop reading long before you got to the verdict. But so you have to speed things up slightly. But I feel that getting it right, getting the action right in the court is very important because. And also for the racing, getting the racing right is very important because it's racing people, you might say, are my core audience. And if I write something that is wrong there, it would put them off. And people have to worry, people have to be interested in what happens to the characters. If you're not interested in what happens to the characters, you won't bother to finish the book. So I'm pretty severe on myself to get everything right. So yes, I spent time in court watching trials. Not always all of it, but certainly there for some of it.
One final aspect of the way that you write, and it's certainly something that came home to me when I was reading this book, is that you're very much a writer of place, aren't you? Imogen moves from Ireland, she moves over to England, she's living in Lambourne, which is one of the big racing areas in the country. But the landscape does come through, the racing, the descriptions that you're giving. I can almost imagine that I'm there.
Well, yes, I like to describe I describe landscapes more than I describe people. I don't go into great detail on how someone looks because everyone who reads it will have a slightly different imagination image in their head of how someone looks. But certainly the Berkshire Downs and the flowing hills where I mean, there's nothing better than being out on the gallops in the early morning. Especially if the sun is shining, watching magnificent racehorses. They're wonderful creatures, and they are they're such a joy to watch. They're sort of the fluidity of their movement is fantastic. And I mean, racehorses are bred to run, bred to race. And my goodness, it's a sight to behold, especially on a cold, crisp winter morning with frost on the ground and sun in the air. There's nothing better. It's exhilarating, and I try and bring across that feeling in words on the page.
Well, I think you've given a great example there of just how you do describe this real sense of place. Listeners, if they want to catch up with the story of Imogen, of Liam and Sid and all the other characters in the book, it's called Dark Horse. It was published by Zaffa Books on the 25th of September. It's priced at £20. Available, I'm sure, Felix, in all the normal places.
Yes, as they say, available in all good bookshops and online. And I hope that people enjoy it. And they're all standalone, even though Sid has been in, as I said, this is his seventh outing. You don't need to have read the other six before you read Dark Horse. You might want to go back and read the other six afterwards.
There's no better way of publicising your earlier books. Felix Francis, thank you so much for joining us once again on the programme. Can I wish you all the best? Is there another one in the offing maybe for next year?
Well, I have a contract to write the next one, and I'm doing the research on it now. My main character is going to be an art dealer. So it's going to involve the underbelly of the art world and perhaps of the racing world as well. I don't know. I'm only just starting it. It has to be finished by the end of March next year. And then, all being well, will be published next September.
With any luck, we'll get you back on the programme then. Felix Francis, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure as always.
Well, thank you, Andrew. It's been a pleasure talking to you as well.